Next up, we got Smack Saturdays. Let's get it. So, you know, sure, it's true, it's B&B, Blunts, Battle Rap. It's the day after the event of Smack Saturday. Just got off work a little while ago. I wanted to talk about it a little bit. You know, I don't have too many thoughts because, well, let me go ahead and just disclaimer. Because I know it's, the thing about it is nobody's heard from him. Hell, nobody's even, he hasn't even, I haven't seen him on Instagram. But, you know, everybody, I know you're wondering, who are you talking about? Well, one of the battles that didn't go down on Smack Saturday that I was truly looking forward to, this was like my co-main event for me. Now, of course, the night went differently, but this was the co-main event for me. And then the real main event was, honestly, I mean, Danny and Shotgun Shug deserved the main event, but I really wanted to see what Quest was going to do with Nunna, which I did. But we're going to get into that. Let's start, but unfortunately, Prez Mafia and Danger Zone did not happen. I really wanted to see that happen. I wanted to see Prez get that battle. At least get a 2-1. Because, yeah, Danger Zone got a pin. He nice. He right crack. But at the same time, it takes more than just to write. It takes way more than to write, especially on that stage. Like, you could write like Lux and still get beat by Prez, and you can still get beat by Prez's performance if everybody ain't trying to catch it or maybe they're not feeling your rhymes. But I overall, I just wanted to see Prez battle, period. I promise. I mean, like I said, I felt like people were going to start talking shit like they always do, and I thought Prez was going to... Like, I remember last year when Prez wasn't ready to battle Lou Castro. This is the thing. I'm a fan. You're a battle rapper. You're an MC. I'm a fan. Now, yes, it's about the fans, but let me just say this. You got shit going on outside of battle rap. Handle that shit, man. Don't worry about us, the fans. Don't worry about this and that. Do what you gotta do. If we start talking shit, cause like I said, not every fan is reasonable, logical. You know, some people just, you know, it's, you know, battle rap is a what have you done for me lately kind of sport. You know? So it's like a lot of niggas be waiting. A lot when they hear people like Prez or Clean Paper and Quantum Physics, when they hear niggas like them on the card, they automatically want to get them packed up because they don't feel like they're going to show. And a lot of times, yeah, they don't. Nonetheless, though, I don't personally think Prez is going to screw Smack out of money. I don't think that's how that's going to work. The objective is still going to be handled just, I don't know when. But I wanted to see that battle and it didn't. So all back when my night was a little bit, yeah. But then I saw the first battle. NXT versus Murder. Yo, listen, I didn't give my predictions to this, we're here for the recap though. I didn't give my predictions because I was only really excited about one battle. And I feel like I wouldn't have gave, you know, all the other battles the same energy.
Now that I'm recapping it,
I'm thankful I didn't have predictions, because, man, I mean, we're not going to do that, because the battle's already over, but, let's see, we got Next versus Murder. My thoughts on that, real quick, before I say who won. Murder. When I first saw the name Murder, I know I'm not the only one. And even if I am, that's fine. I'm a fan. But why, when I saw Murder on the card, why was I looking for the J? I was looking, like, I'm thinking, yo, is this shit too dark or something? Because y'all got the J looking faded as fuck. Like, where the J at, yo? And then I realized there's no J. There's actually another nigga named Murder. And I'm like, oh. Because at first I got amped, like, yeah, Jay Murder get another shot. Hell yeah, he deserved this. Niggas gonna stop hating. But no, there's another murder. It's kind of like when you find out there's another da-da-da-da-da. Another da-da-da-da. Yeah, there's another da-da-da-da. What the fuck? Like, so in this case, it's like, there's another Jay murder? I'm like, or no, I was like, no, I'm thinking to myself, like, Jay murder on the car? And then I'm like, no, the guy's name is just murder. So there's another murder. Okay, what's different about this guy? Like, obviously, he wouldn't be here if he couldn't rap. I saw bits and pieces of his footage. Honestly, I wasn't impressed. Like he could talk that shit, but overall, his style, he don't look at his rappers like he trying to do a performance thing, but he does it. I think with Vodafly saying his first recap made sense. Twerk with this Jada Nightwing kind of feel. Like, eh. Like the dude, he comes off like an old head. So you think he about to come into this battle, you know, and drop some gems and shit like that. But this nigga literally takes it. Like, I'm pretty sure he's been had. I'm like, there's a lot of people that are saying that he stole from, bruh. He sounded, word associations, all that. He was literally, like, I had never seen a bigger Twerk stand. But the thing about it, he said he'd been doing this long before Twerk. But the thing about it is, you said you've been doing this 10 years, B. Twerk did this a couple of years ago, and he been lit since. How did his formula get it popping better than your formula? That's all. But like I said, nothing neither here nor there. It was very cringy. Like, he had some material, but I could not get past the fact that he wasn't. Like, I didn't know who Murder was. Like, this dude's name's Murder, but I'm seeing a Twerk stand. And I don't mean pole. I mean, like, I'm literally seeing another Twerk. Except with a little more aggression, and you could, like, I look him in his face and I see believability. Like, I see the believability part. I just, like I said, this ain't his lane. Like, I feel like he has to do, like, when he kicks his shit, it has to be only murder. Like, when you see how he kick his shit, you gonna know that ain't nothing but murder. Like, murder, like, every battle rapper has to aim for that. They gotta aim to be different. Dare to be different. I dare you to be you. You feel me? If you see somebody else doing you, try to do it better. Or do a better version of it. Like, I remember when Dre did it, said the PG step. I don't like Dre Dennis doing the PG step. Prez Mafia does it way better. Nonetheless, and he knows that. But shout out to Dre Dennis and Gates of the Guardian and stuff and all that. But anyway, I had next taken every round. I feel like the third round you can't debate, because in that third round, Murder realized he had to really get on next for real. Like, he had to really get on. He had to leave him with something. Like, it's your first time on URL. It's your first time on Cafe. You can't leave empty handed. You gotta leave us with something. And I feel like he did that in the third. He even looked next in his eyes and everything. I like a lot of Nexus bar. I like how he gets the punches. I like, like I said, dare to be different. I want to see another battle from him before I fully say that, you know, I fuck with Nex. I want to see another battle from him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let that slide, though. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not letting it slide. Yo, who the fuck? Yo, who the fuck found Hood Immaculate? What happened to Immaculate, bro? Why is Immaculate skinny? I thought he said in his battle with A-Ward he was sober. Why the fuck is this nigga skinny as hell with dreads battling a nigga named Murder? I'm not laughing. I swear I'm not laughing. That, like, literally, first you see the name Murder, you think, I'm looking for the J. Now, and then I look at Nex's actual photo, and when I see Nex, I automatically see my Portland legend. I see the Portland legend. I see him. I see Oregon. I see the Portland legend. I see the one and only Immaculate. I see a lot of Immaculate. He don't rap at all like Immaculate, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he looked like that nigga. He looked like Immaculate if Immaculate didn't know how, if Immaculate was lying to us about being sober. And I was concerned. I'm like, yo, why this nigga like Illmac so bad with dreads? Looking like he jumped off the wagon and shit. And he battling a nigga that I thought was Jay Murder. Then I see, I'm like, that ain't Jay Murder. What the fuck, Jay Murder? He ain't got no weight on him. Like, them niggas skinny. Like, that ain't Jay Murder. Oh, there's no J in front of the nigga name. It's just Murder. So you got wannabe, you got a twerk stand versus an Illmac lookalike. That alone made me want to watch this battle. I know that sounds weird, and I am weird. And with that, I stand on it. That, those corny jokes that I just made about their names and them, that was really what made me want to watch this battle. And I gave it the next. Next, just like all three rounds, I just felt like he just did more. He did a whole lot better. He was more direct. Next battle, this is where things start to heat up. Nun Nun versus Quest McCody. Now, I saw the fan vote in the beginning. A lot of people were counting Quest out. A lot of people had Nun Nun winning. And the reason being is because the Caffeine Era fans. Caffeine Era fans don't know, a lot of them don't know shit about Quest McCody. But real battle rap fans know who Quest McCody is. You know, Quest McCody was one of the ones for real. It's just Quest McCody was that person, like he liked to do more than just rap. Like he was like, you saw Quest do he was dabbling a little bit in everything for real. But when you got that man on stage though, when you got Quest to rap with you, it's never a dull moment. It's like Quest is one of those like, I feel like, and this is, like, literally, this is no disrespect. This is literally the highest form of the compliment I can get, Steams. But I feel like what Steams is now, Quest McCody is a legend. Quest McCody is legendary for being one of those dudes that could, you know, like, Quest McCody would be dope in the Weak Old Heart segment. He would, if he actually wanted to, but he's been beyond that. Niggas always talk about Quest, like, you know, him being in Mars Shadow and stuff. And it's like, come on. The angles were good. He even went and talked to Marv directly. Like, that was classic shit. And Quest even tried to switch places with Marv. Like, he said he wanted me. He said he wanted to battle me. So Quest was like, you, okay. They were going to switch and everything. Like, it was going to be crazy. Imagine if Marv actually had a round for Nun Nun. I don't think it would have been too hard for me to come up with one. Marv is one of them ones. I say that, and I mean that. Like, Quest McCody was one of those people that I watched him from Grind Time. Him and Marv being on 2-on-2s, very entertaining. When he battled, I think the only battle I don't like from Quest McCody was his battle with Head Ice. I just couldn't get to that. I couldn't get jiggy with it. But nonetheless, I had Quest McCody winning this battle. Sadly, it did not go down that way. Now, Quest McCody didn't get bodied. Don't jump out the window on that shit. Nun Nun is just his writing. Like, you compare writing, Nun Nun was just like, Nun Nun, like, the what everything that we were saying about Cortez, we gonna say about Nun Nun now. Like, Nun Nun, he's been like, he's got a fire in him. He's tired of being overlooked. He's tired of niggas not seeing that he not, like, he wants people to see that he won the ones. He's fire. And that he need more plates, and people want to see him rap now. Like, Nun Nun be rapping for a minute, even before Smack. I remember he has a battle with Lotta Zay that all you can see is the I don't think it's just the audio. I think there's actually footage of them battling. I gotta double check. But like I said, Nun Nun's been on a tear ever since he's been back, and he hasn't took his foot off the gas, and it showed in this battle. Like, it was a gentleman's 30. none caught a gentleman's 30 on Quest McCody. But I felt like Quest McCody did his thing all three rounds. I enjoyed it. I felt like people were expecting a lot, but I felt like Quest gave him three solid rounds. And none managed to take every round. It wasn't easy to take those rounds. If none would have choked, messed up, or anything, or if he didn't have the right flow, like if he wasn't confident in his rhythms, Quest could have easily taken that battle. But nonetheless, I guarantee you, Quest did enough for us to want to see him again. He even got a third round. Like, this is not a third part in the intermission. This is not a third round. This is an intervention. I like that shit. I like that shit. I like, you know, how, you know, like I said, that's how Kayshawn started to reinvent himself with the you make the worst life decisions. And then you got Geechee with his powerful, impactful third rounds. So I really want to see both of them again. I feel like this is one of the best battles of the night, honestly. None in Quest McCody was one of the better battles of the night. It was one of the better battles. I'll give it to Nunda, respectfully. I want to see Quest again, though. Marv, too. He know what it is. Marv is one of my favorites, so he know what it is. And then we got, of course, Drugs versus Prep. Not gonna hold you. I was not amped for this battle. Wasn't. I felt like Drugs got this battle. But I have to rewatch it because I kept turning in and out, because I remember at one point Prep, he started missing his material.
Some of his stuff wasn't landing for me. It was just,
like I said, you can tell this battle was, you know, a matter of 2 weeks. If his other two rounds were like his first, I'm pretty sure he lost to Drugs. But I have to rewatch it because I heard I think Vada said he gave the battle to Prep, so I have to re-see it. Last but not least, Shotgun Shug and Danny Myers. Man, I fell asleep when this battle finally went down. I was mad about that, man. So I didn't get to see. I pray, you know. Shout out to all my screen record, and all my, you know, bootleg fans, bootleg, you know, individuals. You happen to. Anyway, let me stop. This was the card was okay. It was okay. Like I said, there's still two battles that I would want to re-see. Just to be able to give a better answer, a better recap. But honestly, what I have before you is, you know, what it is. Obviously, Geechee won. I mean, whoa, sorry, wrong card, my bad. Danny won. Yeah, Danny folks Shotgun Shug up. That's what I'm hearing. I haven't heard anybody quote Danny Shotgun Shug line. I think Danny just caught another one.
And then he got real sick next week.
Man, Danny's work ethic, it's like no other. He's one of the elite. Geechee Gotti, Stephen A. Crip. I love that shit. That shit was funny, Stephen A. Crip. Like, yo, Geechee, there are a lot of people saying Geechee's definitely the face now. Yeah. I feel like he is, mainly for the fact that Geechee's not, he's doing more than just being the person that's always getting booked, you know? Like, he's doing, like, people call Rock the face because Rock was the headline in every card. Or he was on the card with going against somebody. Like, he was Smack's Top Gun. Geechee Gotti's that, but Geechee Gotti don't want to just be like, okay, I'm the one that gets booked a lot. Like, he had to get more stature upon him. He's been in tournaments. He got his own league. He got his podcast. Like, he got music. Like, yo, Geechee's making all the great moves to be the face. And then he got the whole character, Stephen A. Akron. If Geechee's not the face for y'all, it is what it is. That's whatever. But Geechee's definitely, as of the moment he battled, at the moment he battled Surf, was the moment he became the face. He solidified himself that day. And he put on a classic. Like, I couldn't wait to see him in Surf. But yeah, man, Smack Saturday. And they said another, I guess they said Born Legacy happened on the app while Smack Saturday was going down. So look out for the battles on that one. Make sure you tune into the Caffeine to watch Gnome 11 on June 12th. Alright. Like I said, I can't wait for the face-offs. That's what I want to see. I want to see the face-offs for now. Because I know the best face-off, we can all agree that the best face-off is going to be delivered from both Geechee and T-Rex. And it's going to be two different face-offs. Like, Geechee, his face-off, Rum Nitty. Like, I feel like Geechee, he going to clown. Rum Nitty going to be quiet. He just... Like, it's nothing but respect. Like, Geechee not about to sit here. Geechee not on that. Geechee, he save all his shit talking for the ring. Like, they had to talk shit to each other for 12 minutes. So there's no rush to get to that in the face-off. Like, I get it. Niggas want to see niggas get spicy. Niggas want to see niggas get electrifying. But it's like, niggas going to do that the day of the battle. Because like I said, people fall victim to that. You know, they have a killer face off and then the battle be ass. Don't nobody want that. I'm gonna make bets. I bet that Geechee's gonna have another satirical thing to say. He gonna mess around and he gonna say something hilarious, something that he don't mean. He just capping because of the face off. But at the same time, he is gonna he gonna basically reiterate what he's already said about Rum Nitty. And at the end of the day, Rum Nitty, you know, that's his bro. They cool. Like, he wanted the best to do this, but like I said, it's 100K. We gotta get in there and put on the show. And then, of course, I feel like, you know, randomly. Oh, yeah, my bad. And then the other face-off. I feel like my predictions for that, easy gonna let Rex do all the talking for it. Like, I feel like, of course, this is Rex we're talking about. So Rex is going to, he's going to bait Easy into trying to go back and forth with him. But I feel like Easy gonna let Rex do all the talking for real. Cause this is Rex's specialty. Like, he even said in this song, he says he only good for a face off. Like, that's like Rex has the most entertaining face offs, and it's mainly because Rex say a whole lot of shit. Some of the shit be on point for him. The other shit, you be like, nigga, what? Like, they took those videos down that he made a Hitman Holla. I'm just saying. He know for saying wild shit. So this face-off shit is his thing. But I just feel like that's all he's gonna get. The only thing he can get is the only battle he could possibly win is in that face-off. Like, he could be able to, he's gonna show off his accolades on how he was the first, like, how he was the first one talking all this shit before Easy and this and that. Like, he gonna flex. But overall, it's very clear Easy's gonna smoke him. You don't smoke them. The rest of the battle, like I said, there's too many of them. I can't predict each one. I know Luke Castro, he gonna be real, like, humble, like he always is in face-offs. And still, at the same time, have some confidence about him. Where you can ask in your inside, you can ask in your inside voice, hey, you trying to work today? I thought you never ask. But yeah, tune in, please do. URL, Smack. Caffeine, June 12th, number 11. It's going to be fire. There was people that said they ain't like the car. Well, I ain't know this one. And with that, I am signing out respectfully. No.